local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, here we are. We've made it almost to Friday, Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings. Heading for high in the 90s, says Dr. Bill. 74 now. Catch up with his forecast right after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, it's been a nice ride so far. As you're traveling over the Bayway, the Causeway from the Eastern Shore, no delays downtown for the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, along Highway 90, a perfect start. Northbound 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, still no delays. Throughout July, the spot, the Battle House, is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service, 50 minutes or longer. Dial 338-5700 to get pampered. The Battle House Hotel and Spa. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today. Look for just isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a few thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
This Sunday, July 15th, is National Ice Cream Day. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is celebrating with her customers. Bring the whole family. Come out from 1 till 7 Sunday evening for face painting, a visit with Sunshine the Clown. Enjoy lots of giveaways and have lots of fun. It's Cammie's day to celebrate with all of her awesome customers. National Ice Cream Day this Sunday from 1 till 7 at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida. Don't miss it.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
All right, 709 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, Sean and Dalton, good morning, and thank you very much. News from our state capitol, as there's a lawsuit right now challenging Alabama's lethal injection process. It's taking kind of what they're calling an unexpected turn after eight inmate plaintiffs asked to be put to death by the state's new execution method, which is inhaling nitrogen gas. Alabama Attorney General's office and lawyers for inmates, they submitted a joint motion on Tuesday to dismiss the litigation. Lawyers say that the inmates and their claims basically are moot, quote, because their executions will be carried out at the appropriate time by nitrogen hypoxia. The state of Alabama back in March became the third state to authorize executions by nitrogen, although no state has ever used this method. According to that motion that I just mentioned, the eight inmates plaintiffs have selected execution by nitrogen. This hour, not clear as to how many inmates had the choice or how many altogether have even requested nitrogen. Alabama law does allow executions by lethal injection, electrocution, and now nitrogen gas. It's being called a senseless death by the Albany, Georgia coroner after a Dothan man was killed early Wednesday morning just doing his job. He was shot while making a delivery in Georgia. The 35-year-old man, who has not yet been identified, was gunned down while making a delivery for Auto Glass in Albany, South Georgia, around 5 a.m. Wednesday morning. Authorities say the victim was found shot inside of his delivery van after completing that delivery. Law enforcement at this hour has not yet given a motive for this murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man Mobile police considered armed and dangerous is on the run today. Fabian Russell is already charged with murder. Now he's accused of committing another crime while out on bond. Russell is wanted for shooting into several apartments and cars on Azalea Road last month. Douglas Dunson's case is headed to a grand jury. He's the man accused of beating and attempting to rape a woman in a downtown Mobile parking garage. He was in court for a bond hearing.
We believe, based on case law, that the defendant can forfeit his right to a bond based on the fact that he was on bond and he's like deliberately breaking the conditions of bond over and over and over.
District Court Judge Bob Sherling granted a total $40,000 bond for Dunson. In court, Dunson said he was guilty until his lawyer and then the judge asked him to stop talking. A six-car train derailment near Atmore could cause some traffic problems today. It happened yesterday near the Wabik community. No one was hurt in the incident. Hazmat crews were forced to shut down a portion of Highway 31 out of caution, but no hazardous materials were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job, Spiro Charagatis. A former Mobile County prosecutor, Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime. And that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Good morning, 714 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2 last night. Bay Bears were behind 1-0 in the fourth inning when catcher Jack Kruger hit a two-run home run off of Wahoos pitcher Seth Varner. Kruger would score another run in the sixth inning off of an RBI single from Jose Rojas. That put Mobile up 3-1. Pensacola would score one more in the ninth, but the Bay Bears held on to win and split the four-game series with Pensacola 2-2. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game road series in Tennessee against the Jackson Generals. The FIFA World Cup final is set, with Croatia beating England 2-1 in extra time on Wednesday. Croatia will face France on Sunday in the final. England took an early lead in the fifth minute of the game, with Kieran Trippier scoring on a free kick. Croatia would answer in the 68th minute, with Ivan Perisic tying the game at 1. The game would go into extra time, with Croatia's Mario Mandzukic scoring the winner in the 109th minute.
Mandzukic got there!
It's the first time in their history that Croatia will appear in a World Cup final when they take on France on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Before that, England will play Belgium on Saturday, with the winner earning third place in this year's Cup. A major upset at Wimbledon on Wednesday. Number one seed Roger Federer led by two sets and even got to match point when South African Kevin Anderson turned the tables and won the final three sets 7-5, 6-4, and 13-11.
And that's it. Anderson's come from two sets down to dethrone the great Roger Federer.
Anderson will now head to the semifinals, while Federer will head home. According to the ATP, it's the fifth time Federer lost a match at a major tournament after holding match point, but it's the first time it's happened in 7 years. In other matches, world number one Rafael Nadal rallied to win in five sets against Juan Martín Del Potro. Nadal will face Novak Djokovic in the semifinals. Djokovic is in a Grand Slam semifinal for the first time in 2 years after defeating Japan's Kai Nishikori on Wednesday. American John Isner beat number 13 seed Milos Raonic. Isner will face Anderson in the semifinals. Those two matches will be held Friday morning at 6 o'clock. This morning, the women in the singles tournament will play their semifinal matches. Just about 15 minutes ago, Helena Ostapenko is taking on Angelique Kerber. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Serena Williams will face Julia Georges.
You need an award for nailing those names.
Oh, thank you.
I am admiring.
They actually don't give that award out, though, unfortunately.
You get it. You're a starter.
Thank you. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
We already know that Twinkle Kavanaugh is a career politician, bureaucrat, lobbyist, swamp star. So why is Kavanaugh lying about Will Ainsworth? Because that's what career politician, bureaucrat, lobbyist, swamp stars like Twinkle always do. The truth? Will Ainsworth voted for the BP settlement for South Alabama. Ainsworth fought corrupt big government interests to deliver millions of dollars straight from BP to fix roads in Mobile and Baldwin and help South Alabama recover. What did Twinkle Kavanaugh do? Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Diddly squat. Exactly what corrupt career politician, bureaucrat, lobbyist, swamp stars do every time. When it came time for recovery, Will Ainsworth delivered. Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump, pro-life, pro-gun conservative outsider who delivers for Alabama.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
This is Derek Williams. I know both candidates running for district court judge better than most anyone. And to me, the choice is clear. George Zogby has quadrupled the experience, almost 26 years as a lawyer. George Zogby is the only candidate with a real plan to remove the repeat offenders off of our streets. That's why I'm asking everyone to take time out of their busy schedule to vote for George Zogby for district court judge on Tuesday, July 17th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today. Look for just isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a few thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Charlie Graddick. For more than 20 years, you trusted me to serve as a circuit judge and district attorney in Mobile County. Now, I'm asking you to trust Brandi Hambright. Brandi is a strong conservative, guided by her faith. She has integrity and is ready to serve. Please join me and my family on July 17th and vote Brandi Hambright, circuit court judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a nice ride again across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic for the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnel so far. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, looking good. We do have some radar in I-165 and heading northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. At Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and also looking good with no major backups or delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by downtown to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants, flowers, and soaps. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, speaking of the Bankhead, just mentioned by our own Kane there. So we have the light blue color, some kind of looks like yellow to me, but they say it's a cucumber salad green. I mean, Aldott, it's already an issue here with the repainting and the vibrant colors, but the fact that you're using the color palette wheel from a J. Crew catalog instead of the regular Roy G. Biv colors out there confuses some of
us. Cucumber what?
Salad green. You know, like in the catalogs, you get in like a, you know, the shirt comes in, it, you know, because I look at it. Mm-hmm. I go, hey, it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
You got blue, you got red, you got black, you got green, you got yellow, you got white. They say seafoam white, cucumber green salad, a deep blue ocean, you know.
That's why I feel like two of the funnest jobs to have would be naming colors for paint and also fortune cookies, being the fortune writers for those. I think that two great jobs right there.
That's pretty fantastic. The Last Dragon, Leroy. Remember that movie?
I do remember Last Dragon.
Show now.
By the way, too, speaking of colors, how about the colors of a sunset? When you see that at the Original Oyster House, when you're down there for dinner at the Causeway location or at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores, go ahead and snap a picture of the sunset and then post it up to the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House. They got a contest going on now through the end of August. Gives you a chance to win dinner for two up to a $50 value and other great prizes, including Original Oyster House tote bags filled with goodies. It's just that easy. You snap the picture from inside or right outside the Original Oyster House location. Get that sunset, maybe sunsetting over Mobile or the sunsetting over Little Lagoon at the Gulf Shores location. Post that up, facebook.com/Original Oyster House, and use the hashtag OOH Sunset, and they will take all the submissions between now and the end of August and then draw for a winner. And you can get dinner for two. All you got to do, take the picture of the sunset. Check it out right now. More details at OriginalOysterHouse.com. 722, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate you. Good morning, everyone. We get you caught up on your local, your international, and your national headlines. Right now, let's delve into the following three stories. A shooting, a gas line break, and a national story this morning, reopening a federal investigation into the brutal murder of a 14-year-old. On Wednesday, two people were transported to the hospital after being shot on Thompson Drive North here in Mobile. Police have not released many details, including the name of the victims, but what we do know, it was a man and a woman taken to a local hospital. The extent of their injuries is unknown at this hour, and the suspect has not been identified, nor the motive for the shooting. That has not yet been released. The investigation, though, does continue at this hour. Traffic snarled at a snail's pace. Poor snails. Don't they get a bad rap all the time? But yes, it just puts the visual there for you. Not quite salad green, whatever.
Cucumber salad
Thank
green.
Thank you. It snarled at a snail's pace Wednesday after a gas line break at Cottage Hill Road. For more than 1 hour, traffic impacted after crews hit a line there. Mobile Fire Rescue firefighters, they did respond to the gas line break, which is very close to Mobile Christian School in West Mobile. This happened Wednesday. Gas leak prompted the closure of a section of Cottage Hill Road near Knollwood Drive. That area reopened just after 1 p.m., but if you're in that area and you weren't quite sure what was going on, there you have it. And news from our nation's capital, as the federal government has reopened its investigation into the death of Emmett Till. You'll recall that's the black teenager whose brutal 1955 killing in Mississippi simply shocked the nation and the world. Justice Department report to Congress says the agency is right now reinvestigating Emmett Till's death after receiving what they're calling, quote, new information. And this headline was posted on the Associated Press this morning. The report does not, though, indicate what the new information may be, but it was issued in March following the publication last year of The Blood of Emmett Till. That's the book that says a white woman does acknowledge that she was not telling the truth when she testified that little 14-year-old Till grabbed her and whistled at her in a store back in 1955. Two white men were acquitted in Emmett Till's lynching, but they later confessed. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 725, FM Talk 106.5. All right, can we'll have to strike up the band.
Do it.
Strike up. I said strike up the... Oh, come on, band. You had one job. You had one job. There you go. Why the pomp and circumstance? Number one, it's Mr. Sousa and, you know, the Sousaphone and patriotic music. But no, it's celebratory because news out today, Causeway folks, Delta folks, listen to this. Story from Fox 10. Chocolata Bay boat launch is open again. Yes. The boat ramp was being closed for more than a year while Mobile Area Water and Sewer System installed their new water line to Spanish Fort. Yes. They've been parking all their equipment there at our boat launch. They say in the story, the boat launch area was used as a staging area for pipes and equipment. They had blocked our boat launch, y'all. Pipeline is now complete. The parking lot has been repaved, and it's time to go launch and head, you know, up into Chocolata, or you want to head out into the Tensaw River or cut across there and go, you know, go over the Appalachian. Listen, the world is your oyster.
Oh, right? I love the play on words. So with this, when this was closed, How far out did you have to go in order to get the nearest launch?
Well, you had to go. You could go west to what we call the Tensaw River Bridge launch.
But minutes, miles.
Half a mile down there to the west. The problem is there's only so much parking. So you take one boat launch out of the mix there on the causeway, and you just compile the problems. You could go east there, and there were some maybe non-approved launches that we may or may not have been using there along the north side of the causeway there at the foot of Chocolata. But those were pretty sketchy to launch at. Then as you go down, you have launches there at Mayor State Park. You got to pay to go in there and launch, but you got a launch there. It's a very nice launch that can get you out to the Blakely River. And you have, I'm going to say the name of the place now. It may have changed. It used to be Scott's. Mm-hmm. We always call it Scott's down there on the Blakely as well, on the north side of the causeway. Those launches, I mean, you could use those launches, but that Chocolata launch is right there in the middle. It's a launch for people who don't boat around here. It's the launch that's right there where I-10 and the Causeway cross. It's just west of that, that launch. And it had been closed down, and it's been over a year, and it's now back open. So that's why I had the band strike it up this morning, because it's good news, celebration. We've got the boat launch open back again there at Chocolata.
I'm
going
to go grab the kayak, because I need to go and venture out.
You can put it. See, the thing is with the kayak, you put those jokers in about anywhere, even though we now have some fancy kayak launches.
Yes, Three Mile Creek, right. And then also the launch in Africatown, mm-hmm. Right behind Scott Paper.
But there is, back before there were fancy launches, those of us would sometimes just sling something in the water, without having the fancy
kayak. That gives you a great story to tell.
Yeah, my great story here, the news for everybody, is that the Chocolata boat ramp is back open. I'm very excited. All right, here's how I'm going to celebrate tonight.
I thought you were going to play Lady Marmalade, because it kind of sounds like it could be a line out of Patti LaBelle's song. Oochie Coochie. Yeah,
right, yeah. Yes. I can get Lady Marmalade going here, we will. I was going to give you a heads up. I'll come back and celebrate tonight because Chandelier Brewing Company, and I am a fan of this craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
I had it first time 2 years ago at 99 Bottles of Beer on the Lawn over at Southern Napa. Met the brewmaster from this great local brewery, Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I started sampling, and I've become a big fan of their Little Smack IPA. Well, that's going to be one of the offerings tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Their Freemason Golden Ale, their Little Smack IPA, their Osiris Gulf IPA, their Little Miss Sour Tangerine Sour Ale. All those will be right there for you to try tonight, starting at 6. That's going to happen right there at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, Cottage Hill Package. More details online, cottagehillpackage.com, or check them out on Facebook. And remember, the new Havana Ray Cigar Lounge is going to open in Midtown within the next few weeks. I'll keep you posted on that as well. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Fire Rescue is scaling back some of its coverage area in an effort to improve response times. Chief Mark Seeley says next month the Theodore Volunteer Fire Department will take over responses in their area.
They have the duty to respond. They have 3 fire stations in their area. They're funded, they're equipped, they're manned. They have the ability to make those calls.
The city believes the change will result in faster response times not only in Mobile but in Theodore as well. A controversial Alabama law that allows sheriffs to keep leftover money from jail food accounts has been rescinded. The law was passed during the Depression and gave sheriffs $1.75 a day to feed each prisoner. The sheriff was legally allowed to personally keep leftover funds. The law recently gained national attention thanks to a sheriff in Etowah County who used leftover money to buy a $750,000 beach house. The countdown is on for Saturday's Red, White, and Blues air show at Pensacola Beach with the Navy's Blue Angels. You can catch practice sessions over the next 2 days. The Blues will be practicing this afternoon at 2 and will take part in a full dress rehearsal tomorrow at 2. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
As the NATO summit wrapped up in Brussels, President Trump said NATO allies are agreeing to spend more on defense. Now the president heads to London for 2 days.
I think they like me a lot in the UK. I think they agree with me on immigration. I'm very strong on immigration. I made a point today. I said, you've got to stop. You're ruining your... You're going to have a lot of problems. You see what's going on throughout the world with immigration.
Immigrants fleeing to the U.S. from certain threats of violence may no longer get the chance to plead their cases in court.
The Department of Homeland Security gave new guidance Wednesday to officers who interview asylum seekers. They're being told fears of gang violence or domestic violence no longer qualify for asylum, and that those claims should be rejected immediately.
Correspondent Andrew Spencer. France and Croatia will play for the World Cup on Sunday. Croatia defeated England 2-1 in yesterday's semifinal in Moscow. Right now, Dow futures are higher. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Broadcom has announced an $18.9 billion deal to buy business software company CA Incorporated. The CA deal comes just 4 months after President Trump blocked Broadcom's $117 billion hostile bid for semiconductor peer Qualcomm, arguing it posed a threat to U.S. national security and gave an edge to Chinese companies looking to build next-generation wireless networks. Since then, Broadcom has re-domiciled from Singapore to the U.S., placing it formally outside the purview of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., the government panel that reviews deals for potential national security risks. Facebook will give a newly formed group of academics full access to data on its 2.2 billion users for the purpose of identifying areas of research about the effects of social media on elections and democracy. Social Science One says it will start accepting proposals from researchers for funding. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary, not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. And the deliverer of the good news, if you like highs in the 90s, it's Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. So it's a more of July. This is not surprising. This is what we do in July.
That's right. And we got to 93 yesterday, and I feel like we can top that today.
Great.
Looks like we could reach about 95 degrees and put the humidity in as a factor, and we've got a heat index of around 105 to 106 this afternoon. And there is a slight chance of a thunderstorm, but again, just a slight chance. And for the most part, it'll be mostly sunny. Now tonight, a low of about 75 under mostly clear skies, and then tomorrow, pretty much a repeat of today, with temperatures in the low to mid-90s and a few afternoon thunderstorms. Now, over the weekend, we're going to see more moisture in the air. That's just what we need. And as a result, we'll see more thunderstorms in the afternoon, especially on Sunday. And the high temperatures this weekend, low 90s Saturday, and then around 90 degrees on Sunday.
Dr. Bell, what about the tropics? We were talking about Chris yesterday and the remnants of Beryl.
Yeah, Chris is way up now, just off Nova Scotia in Canada, and headed up into the cold waters of the North Atlantic, where it will dissipate. Beryl, which is nothing more than a bunch of thunderstorms right now, is over the Bahamas. It's going to recurve out into the North Atlantic, but in the process, it could develop into a tropical storm, but it's no threat to any land areas. And elsewhere, looking pretty good. We do see some thunderstorm activity way out in the eastern Atlantic, and the possibility of another strong wave coming off the African continent, but that's far away, and the Gulf and the Caribbean are quiet.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you so much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 77 now at our studios, 81 down in Orange Beach. And let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department state troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. University and Airport seeing some delays. Schillinger and Three Notch, also northbound 65. A lot of radar from Pritchard up towards Saraland, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door price to get 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at Spring Toyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Dr. David Northcutt, remember him? Convicted by the state of Alabama for fraudulent communications, has another secret he doesn't want you to know. Why has Northcutt poured more than $100,000 of his personal money into his campaign for Senate? For the last 6 years, David Northcutt has been in Montgomery lobbying to change the law so he can use lower paid, less trained employees to do medical procedures, allowing him to work less and make more money. The Alabama Dental Association and more than 1,000 dentists opposed Northcutt. Even Alabama's lawmakers wouldn't fall for Northcutt's trickery, and they rejected the changes. Now Northcutt wants you to elect him to the state Senate so he can change the law and make more money in his dental practice. Folks, Montgomery has enough ethically challenged people. We sure don't need to send him another.
7:39 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning to both of you and everyone listening. Question for you, do you know Kelvin Brown? Have you seen Kelvin Brown? Mobile police need your help putting him behind bars. He is considered armed and dangerous. Back on May 28th, police say he shot and robbed his friend. On some Andrew friend. Street. Right. Some friend. Police records show the friends were in a discussion about a number of items when all of a sudden Brown pulled out a gun on his friend and shot him, and then he robbed him. The victim was shot in the chest. Good news, he did survive, and he was right now recovering. As for Brown, he took off as well. He has not been seen since May 28th. He is described as being 22 years old, 6 feet 2, and weighing 175 pounds. Police say he does have tattoos on his neck and body. If you know where he is, if you have seen him, you're urged to call Crime Stoppers, 251-208-7211. He is charged with first-degree robbery, and again, he is considered armed and dangerous. Let's talk about some happy news, as there is a grand reopening happening in 5 minutes.
Huh?
Yes, 5 minutes. Grand opening of the Winn-Dixie in Tillman's Corner. Happening at 7:45. They're having your favorite, Sean.
Yeah, what is that?
A ribbon cutting.
Oh, yes, yes. What would it be without a ribbon cutting?
The first 500 customers to enter the store at 8 a.m., you will receive a free mystery gift card worth anywhere from $5 up to $500. Once you're inside the store, they say the shoppers will be treated to food samples and music from the Gypsy Pearl Band. Company officials say they also plan to present donations to Alma Bryant High School and Theodore High School. So this is a great win-win for the community. CEO says that Winn-Dixie is proud to present the greater Mobile community with its fourth newly remodeled store in 3 months. And if you'll recall, similar improvements were brought to Winn-Dixie's Midtown store back in May. So 7:45, that's the magic time. 8 o'clock, get inside, win your mystery gift card, and tweet us and text us and let us know what you got. Bless you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
That was a sneeze that emanated from the back of the radio station here.
Yes.
That we heard up here. Wow, the sneeze heard around the Gulf Coast.
I'm going to go check on whoever that was.
You know who that was.
It might be a spleen laying on the floor at this point. What's the name of the band again?
Gypsy Pearl Band.
All right, Winn-Dixie, I'm not trying to get in y'all's business. Okay, yeah, I am. I would say, how about you put them back there in the deli area?
Ooh.
Cold cuts in our deli, hot cuts from the Gypsy Pearl Band, huh?
Because, people are going to be treated to food samples.
Hot cuts from the band, cold
Love
cuts
that.
From the deli.
Love
just,
that.
Just an idea I'm working on here.
That means those people will never make it to work today.
That's
thanks
right.
to you.
Winn-Dixie, if you want to give me a gift card for that, I'll give you the address.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer in House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man Mobile police considered armed and dangerous is on the run today. Fabian Russell is already charged with murder. Now he's accused of committing another crime while out on bond. Russell is wanted for shooting into several apartments and cars on Azalea Road last month. Douglas Dunson's case is headed to a grand jury. He's the man accused of beating and attempting to rape a woman in a downtown Mobile parking garage. He was in court for a bond hearing.
We believe, based on case law,
law that the defendant can forfeit his right to a bond based on the fact that he was on bond and he's like deliberately breaking the conditions of bond over and over and over.
District Court Judge Bob Sherling granted a total $40,000 bond for Dunson. In court, Dunson said he was guilty until his lawyer and then the judge asked him to stop talking. A six-car train derailment near Atmore could cause some traffic problems today. It happened yesterday near the Wabik community. No one was hurt in the incident. Hazmat crews were forced to shut down a portion of Highway 31 out of caution, but no hazardous materials were involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
My friends, it's Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah, we've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing, so whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right, so we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay, we'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape, check them out today.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2 last night. Jack Kruger hit a two-run home run off of Wahoos pitcher Seth Varner. He also scored in the sixth inning off an RBI single from Jose Rojas. That put Mobile up 3-1. Pensacola would score once in the ninth, but the Bay Bears held on to win, and they ended up splitting the four-game series with Pensacola 2-2. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game road series in Tennessee, where they take on the Jackson Generals. The FIFA World Cup final is set with Croatia beating England 2-1 in extra time on Wednesday. Croatia will face France on Sunday in the final. Game would actually go into extra time yesterday, tied 1-1. Then Croatia's Mario Mandzukic scored the winner in the 109th minute.
Mandzukic got there and scored!
It's the first time in their history that Croatia will appear in a World Cup final when they take on France on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. A major upset at Wimbledon on Wednesday, number one seed Roger Federer led by two sets and got to match point when South African Kevin Anderson turned the tables and won the final three sets 7-5, 6-4, and 13-11.
And that's it. Anderson's come from two sets down to dethrone the great Roger Federer.
Anderson now heads to the semifinals, while Federer will head home. According to the ATP, it's the fifth time Federer lost a match at a major tournament after holding match point, but it's the first time that's happened to him in 7 years. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Not a bad start so far as you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still finding some delays along the service road from Cottage Hill Government. And if you're traveling northbound up towards Saraland, you see some radar and heavier traffic there as well, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown Mobile. Stop by to get locally produced fruits and veggies. Plants and flowers will have soaps, lotions, and eggs. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today. Look for just isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with a few thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is a precious gift from God. I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue and HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And let's say hello to El Capitan of the A-Team Fishing Crew, Captain Bobby Abrascado. Good morning.
Buenas mañana, my amigos.
Let's talk about what's happening on Saturday and next week. We have the Roy Barton Young Anglers Tournament on Saturday with the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo kicking off a week from tomorrow. It is, if there was ever a time that people are just tuned in and keyed in on the fishing report, it is now, Captain Bobby.
Well, I'll tell you what, and it looks like we're really going to get lucky with the weather on the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament this weekend, man. And that's what just tickles me to death, because like yourself, you'll take your crew mm-hmm. out there and you just really enjoy it so much more when you're out, you know, having some nice weather. And boy, knock on wood, the fish have just really been biting good kind of everywhere, you know. There's a lot of few things we'll talk about here in just a second that you can do to probably kind of dial in on it a little bit. But I will tell you this, there's a lot of opportunities to catch a variety of species of fish around right now. You can catch specks, white trout, mackerel, Spanish, speaking of that, El Espanol, you know, just a blackfish, gosh, redfish, you know, just a variety of stuff. So that's going to make it even that much more fun.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, we do focus a lot in our conversations, speckled trout and redfish, and we want to circle back to that. But with the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, so many categories, so many things that kids can get excited about catching and go up and weigh in on Saturday.
Yep, that's right. You know, so the timing for this time of year, you know, it's just like you said, there's just so many species of fish that you can catch, you know, along the beaches. If you're going to be able to get out at the mouth of the bay or along the beaches, there's just loads of mackerel and ladyfish, and probably mixed in you may catch a jack or something like that. Same thing on the inside, man. If you're in trout fishing, you know, keep your eyes open for even small terns or gulls diving. There's a lot of shrimp, particularly down in the Sound. There's a lot of shrimp, so there's bird schools. And man, you talk about something fun to have a young person on is one of those bird schools. You know what that's all about.
Yeah, that's not fishing, that's catching.
That's as close to insty fish as you can get, you know.
It's catching. We love that. Okay, so let's talk about that. Whatever species we're targeting, do you have some general tips on how to do you fish differently during a tournament?
I do. I think the key on this thing, you know, like, you know, as you well know, is to get fish on the hook and get them coming in with a lot of action. With that, you can fish, you know, if you can get your hands on live shrimp or even fresh dead shrimp, you're not going to go wrong with, you know, catching fish, you know, with putting that on the end of the hook. But we've been doing extremely well with just artificial bait. You know, too. So I would do, you know, set artificial bait under a popping cork, the voodoos, that kind of thing. Gulp, that kind of thing under a popping cork is always going to get you a lot of action. You know, we got this big tide this weekend, too, and this is not particularly my favorite period to fish out in the bay when you got these big mega tides. I like to kind of move down to the west and fish the Sound when we got these mega tides. So if you really want to get after something quality-wise, or if I was going to, I think I would probably, you know, go west, young man. That's what I'd do. I think I'd head west, you know, and you know, we're going to have the big full tide, so you can get early in the morning, get up in the real shallow stuff, and have a chance to catch some good fish early in the morning.
Hey, Captain Bobby, I think you're making a point there, and I want to have you reiterate, because people are so focused on, yeah, we're going to have tides, we're going to have tide movement, but you can also, you know, no tide is bad, but too much tide can be really tough to fish around.
And really, to me, that's more of a – I have more of a problem fishing a big monster current, a monster tide, than I do a nip. You know, we'll get calls for charters, and they'll say, well, I don't know about that. I'd much rather fish that than the 2.5-foot range that we're going to have this weekend, you know. One of the things you can really key on when you do have these big tides, though, is kind of being a key location right at the tide change, because you'll have an hour or two each side of the change to where the water's not going to be running so hard you can't present the bait, you know. So that's one of the things you can do, is kind of hit that tide change in places like Mobile Bay or the Dolphin Island Bridge area, for example, where you have, you know, extreme water movement.
All right, Captain Bobby, let's talk about this. Getting a trip booked with the A-Team and watching you do the things we talk about here on the show. How do we get a trip? How do we go on one of these trips? Like right now, I can tell you're just busy catching fish as you're talking to me. You're being polite and talking. But if somebody wants to go on one of those trips, how do they do it?
The A-TeamFishing.com is the website. As a matter of fact, if you get a chance, check it out, because we just redid it. And, man, it's really easy to navigate now. I got some way cool video and pictures up there you can check out. So, Just get a chance to check that out if you're sitting around and want to watch some fish coming in.
Yeah, I do that during the day, and I curse your name, but that's all right. You've heard me do it before. Captain Bobby, thank you.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascano, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need to head to the water for the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, or for, of course, the Big Rodeo, 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, kicking off a week from tomorrow, which by actually the Liars Contest coming up a week from tonight, and then the 3 days of the rodeo. And our friends at HMS Marine Electronics. Find them on Facebook, online, HMSMarineElectronics.com. And speaking of fish, too, Blue Marlin Grand Championship kicking off at the Wharf today. Midday Mobile live at that location. We'll talk about that coming up. And joining us next, running for Lieutenant Governor of the state of Alabama, Will Ainsworth.